jumps rump like he's a bad spaniel. I'm trending all the time. Saw him bare, now my story's everywhere. It's momentous. I was anything but the apprentice. Getting worse all I strut, though I shouldn't talk. It's known by all my film buffs. I can't keep my mouth shut. This is why Trump should keep it in his fly. Stormy Daniels. Now I am on all the channels. Bigger all the time, keeps Russia off your mind.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps July 4th edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. And now, give it up bigly for your president, Donald J. Trump.
Where do I start? I guess I'll start by reminding everybody that not too long ago, I had to disinvite or uninvite or non-invite the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House to celebrate whatever that sports ball thing that they won, because they keep kneeling during the national anthem, okay? They're bad, and we just turned the whole thing into a celebration of America, which is much better. And during this amazing celebration of America, the fake news. They were saying, and everyone was saying, but they were wrong, they were saying that I didn't know the words to God Bless America, okay? Really, all it was, I was holding back, okay? I didn't want to upstage the American flag because my voice is the greatest voice any president has ever had. I have the most fantastical, amazingest, greatest voice. And now I'm tired of the fake news, so I'm going to prove it to all of you amazing patriots here tonight. Let's do it. God bless America. Here we don't kneel. Stand behind her and grind her. I can pardon myself if I feel like it. Blah, blah, mountains. Blah, blah, fairies. There's more words here. Baby, home. God bless America, the land I own. That just broke the record for presidential applause right there. That was like 20 minutes of applause. You heard that, right? That's amazing. Another thing that fake news is all fake newsy about is all this stuff that's going on with Russia and the Paul Manafort thing. You know, some people have worked for me. I've been totally vindicated, but people have worked for me. They've been charged with, I don't know, crime, something. Good people like Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, and Paul Manafort. Paul, he's going to jail. And it's sad. It's so sad. He's such a good guy. He's a great guy, really. And he's a good friend, and I'm really worried about. And how's the case going, Paul?
Not very well, Mr. President. No.
I don't know this guy. I barely know this guy at all. This is a great big frame-up, just believe me. We really should be looking at the Dems. 'Cause Hillary had lots and lots of emails. Let's all go back to focusing on them.
You won't see me squeal, plea deal. That's what they are after.
It's a witch hunt, a snitch hunt.
I won't tell on you.
So walk the plank. I might say thanks.
I'm so indicted, I just can't hide it.
I'm less popular than him and I'm unindicted.
It's been decided, I was misguided.
They know, they got you.
I'll get a lawyer and I won't take chances. They're gonna offer me some sort of deal.
Just plead exterminating circumstances.
Or maybe like Ned Beatty, I will squeal.
I've got a plan to hand you your get out of jail card.
What's your exciting fighting plan that's so inspired?
I'll act real quick, just like Tricky Dick.
You're gonna show me,
just like with Comey.
You'll make Mueller sorry that he got to know me.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight it.
They all can't bite it.
I will say to Mueller, Bobby boy, you're fired. Now I'd like to bring out two women that I semi-care about. The first on stage, ladies and gentlemen, First Lady Storm Melania Trump. Hello, trophy.
Hello, darling.
The other is my sorceress of propaganda, Kellyanne Conway, ladies and gentlemen. So, Melania, Medusa, I don't think there's anything that will ever stop the Trump administration now.
Well, there is just the one thing, Mr. President. He's up in his bathrobe at 6 a.m. telling everybody what he thinks about them.
Soon his enemies will feel the heat every time the Donald goes.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Someone stop him.
Tweet. Tweet, tweet.
Can we block him?
Tweet, tweedledee.
Watch out for Donald, 'cause he's really on a tear tonight.
I've been accused of leaking secrets. That's fake news. If I leak a secret, it'll be something awesome, like our nuclear launch codes. Hashtag IB68KX5.
Tweet, tweet.
My lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has all of my confidence and my utmost respect. And when I say that, I mean I'm going to fire him next week.
Tweet, tweet.
Millions of women marched after my inauguration. One day in office, and I already got more middle-aged women up off the couch than Michelle's Get Up and Move campaign did in 8 years.
Tweet, tweet.
He pounds his opponents, pundits and press, calling them
pathetic. You're a loser. It means
this one is crooked, that one's cray-cray. 280 characters can go a long way. There's a crisis.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
With his devices.
Tweet-a-dee-dee.
Maybe Melania can make everything turn out all right.
If I can start my cyberbullying campaign tonight.
Delete! Delete!
A long time ago when John Garner was VP, he said that his job was a bucket of warm pee. We never appreciated number two in the race, not even back when Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face. It was agreed by all the job was just a ticket nowhere on a one-way Greyhound bus. But until our vice president came from the Old Testament. Every time we pray, we say, Pence is from heaven.
I can even cure the gaze, pants is from heaven.
And at an NFL game, don't take a knee. Or show Mike Pence a tight end.
I'll have to flee. You won't see me having lunch with women in power.
If he hears that Stormy name,
I need a shower.
He only goes to movies that are rated PG. Pence is going to heaven, not you and me.
I won't put Siri on my phone.
Pence is from heaven.
I can't get caught with her alone.
Pence is from heaven. And he won't buy Alexa that sexy tease.
I won't even try a meal that is Lebanese.
He's got a conversion plan, a man on a mission. But will he help us out with politicians?
The definition of heaven we all someday will see. There's no members of Congress eternally.
I'm leading South Korea and I'm causing quite a smash. I am the first Korean who's more popular than MASH. And now we had a summit so the world won't turn to ash. With Rocket Man, as Mr. Trump once called him. I think you know by now my name is Moon. And here it is, Kim Jong-un.
How do you solve a problem like Korea? I have said nuclear testing will now stop. To help my image, I need more ideas.
How about a South Korean barbershop? For 65 years, we thought that might sound crazy. This summit's the strangest thing I ever saw.
To me, it now has occurred. Trump's mad at the whole wide world.
How can you help us avoid more shock and awe?
The biggest threat to peace is not Korea. Trump might declare a war on Canada.
Just be glad I kept my pants on. Здравствуйте. I'm Russian President Vladimir Putin. And I'm here to welcome myself. Now, you may have heard the recent stories that the Russian hackers have been planting fake news stories, yes. Well, many of them are rubbish. But many of them are true. And I know this for a fact. Because Mr. Trump has been CCing me during all of his secret security briefings. Also, I'm sure you have probably heard that I have recently been big pain in Tukus. I found this out myself as I was traveling to other Eastern European countries. I had to go through customs. Customs agent asks me my name. I say, Vladimir Putin. He says, country of origin. I say, Russia. He says, occupation. I say, no, just visiting.
See, we make joke, huh?
So, then I find out your former Secretary of State, John Kerry, wishes to speak with me, huh? Well, I would have gone to meet him myself, but I was not able to make it because I got snowed in. Brunching. Then your other former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, well, he had very harsh words for me. I was very upset by this, and I insisted that he be fired or else I would have to quit my job on President Trump's re-election campaign. But I digest. Now, I understand the U.S. people like song and dance, yes. So, I would like to now perform for you old Russian folk tune written by me, Vladimir Putin. My name's Vlad, and I get mad like in Ukraine. When there is pain, I send worship. Putin on the blitz. U.S. force, you must exert. This makes me take off my shirt. You say, disc, disc. Hey, Putin is a risk. Although U.S. sends threats, I just don't see ya coming all this way to help Crimea. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be ya. Every plan to stop this threat makes me jump up and scream. Yet, when Cold War heats, I gave Obama fits. Hey, we were matching wits. Yeah, Putin F quit. I'm Putin on the blitz.
Hello, welcome to CNN. I am Don Lemon.
And I am a wolf blitzer. Our top story tonight, breaking news involving First Lady Melania Trump once again caught plagiarizing. It seems that the Lord's Prayer she recited at a recent rally was lifted word for word from a book called The Bible. I hope I'm pronouncing that publication correctly.
I'm now being told that we're going to interrupt this coverage of what Donald Trump said and give you round-the-clock coverage of what Donald Trump did. We plan on repeating this process over the next 3 years. I am now being told that I do not have an earpiece.
We'll also be addressing the accusations that our coverage of President Trump has become very, very one-sided. Hey, people, we are in last place. That is not an alternative fact. We have to do something.
Ratings going down, what do we do now? Ratings going down, what do we do now?
Don't take it out on CNN just because we have a leftist spin. Our job is tough, it's true, 'cause faking news is hard to do. Conservatives, they love Fox News 'cause they lack progressives' high IQs.
We're condescending, that much is true.
That means that we talk down to you.
Trump says that faking news is all we do. Now I know some is true.
I've said again and again, the Russians hacked the vote, so we should just put Mrs. Clinton in.
With fake Trump news, we'd like to close. The Ringling Brothers have now stopped all shows.
But we blame Trump.
Based on what grounds?
His White House hired all their clowns.
I am a private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. Last name Bissell. So people call me Hugh Jim Bissell. Times were tough. The recession hit me hard. I was working less than a West Virginia tooth fairy.
Offended or amused? I can't.
One night I couldn't sleep, so I turned on the TV. I didn't feel like watching the news, so I watched Fox. And after half an hour of watching Mike Pence's wife try to teach Bert and Ernie how to pray the gay away, I finally turned off the TV. I still couldn't sleep, so I checked my phone. There was a voicemail. Someone had a job for me. I was being asked to investigate the latest cases of sexual misconduct in Washington, D.C. I had very little information to go on. I would be working on fewer facts than Al Sharpton on a Sunday morning talk show. I needed to get to D.C. fast, but I was stuck way out here in the burbs. So I booked my flight from Dulles to Nashville. And it was a Southwest flight, so I connected through Boise, Honolulu, Phoenix, Cape Town, Tokyo, and Newark. But eventually I made it to D.C. I met with a client. The client gave me all the information they'd collected so far. Apparently more than 55% of women on Capitol Hill have experienced some sort of sexual harassment. I did a little more research, and I discovered that 89.2% of statistics are made up. I needed to talk to the people on the Hill, get their statements. I walked into one congressional office, and I felt strange, distracted. I noticed the receptionist. She was gorgeous. She had the face of an angel and legs that went all the way to the ground. That's my thing. I asked her all the questions. She gave me all the answers, but she refused to go on the record. I walked into another congressional office, still feeling peculiar. This time I noticed the receptionist was not so good looking. In fact, you could say she had a face that would make Stevie Wonder cringe. Oh, but the West Virginia Tooth Fairy joke, that's okay? All right. Okay. Anyway, I was with the receptionist, and I was feeling charming. So I decided to try my best pickup line. I said, "Hey, did you fall from heaven? 'Cause you really messed up your face." After she messed up my face, security escorted me from the building, and I realized I needed to change my approach. What was happening to me? Why was I acting like the very monsters I was investigating? What was it with the men in this town? Why do the men expect women to drop to their knees faster than the NFL during the national anthem? Finally, I was desperate, so I agreed to meet with a conspiracy theorist who pitched me quite a conspiracy theory. He pointed out that the media kept getting distracted by all these other sexual assault people. You know, Bill Cosby knocked Matt Lauer off the front pages. Matt Lauer knocked Louis C.K. off the front pages. Louis C.K. knocked Roy Moore off the front pages. Roy Moore knocked Kevin Spacey off the front pages. Kevin Spacey knocked Harvey Weinstein off the front pages. And what was the media's focus when the Harvey Weinstein story first broke? The Russia investigation. This guy told me that Vladimir Putin was behind every case of sexual misconduct. He said every time a butt gets groped, a Putin gets its wings. I said, "Okay, thanks, Hannity." I wasn't going to solve this case, but I still came to my own conclusions. And I'd like to share them with you now. Everyone, next time you feel like harassing someone, don't. And guys, think of your private parts like the kitchen trash bag. You only take it out when she asks you to.
Taxes.
GOP went and gave them the axes, so their income would grow to the maxes. It's a scam that makes us want to go and buy some Bitcoin. Stinks that.
We will watch federal programs all shrink back. There's an army of people in
pink hats
who think everything Trump does is like
a slap or hit groin.
But then I looked at my
401k
and think that maybe Trump is
A-OK.
We want D.C. to burn, but we'll wait till we learn of our latest Al Jones returns.
Obama,
we have blamed for the stock market drama, but for Trump's gains I'd sell my own mama. We are no fans of Trump, but we must admit this one thing. We get a thrill from our 401k.
I even got a new Roth
IRA.
With the market this great, his impeachment can wait. We can't afford the Trump hotel rate.
We can move out of the
YMCA.
Hello there. I'm Wayne LaPierre, Executive Vice President of the NRA. And I'm here tonight to offer my sincere condolences to all the gun owners out there. Now, these are trying times. Even the most sensible gun laws, like wanting larger ammo clips in case the deer shoot back, are getting very, very difficult to pass. Now, listen, I raised my children, Smith, Wesson, and little AK, to be very, very respectful, but we in the NRA seem to have trouble with the younger generation. Kids, we can't seem to handle our kids these days. Kids, now demanding gun control right away. Kids, they are insubordinate, bratty, liberal hacks. Whining, tweeting, Tide Pod eating slackers. And while we're on the subject, kids, they post and hashtag like they have a clue. Kids, ever hear of amendment number 2? Mostly they're all just actors hired to be this way. That's why they hate the NRA. Well, I guess it's true what they say. These days, $30 million doesn't buy you near as many legislators as it used to. I mean, what's next? A 30-day waiting period before you can buy a congressman? Well, I'll tell you something. You will get your common sense gun laws when you pry my paid politicians from my cold, dead hand. Kids, with their internet and their heartfelt pleas. Kids made Marco Rubio cry on TV. Soon they will all be tweeting hashtag make my day and taking aim at the NRA. We would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
We now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
As you know, I have commanded the Defense Department to create the Space Force, and it's going to be tremendous. It's going to be so awesome. Believe me, it's going to be the best. Just ask my new Secretary of Space, George Lucas. And I know you're wondering, the American taxpayer, you're wondering who's going to pay for all this. We're going to make the Ewoks pay for it, okay? In the meantime, we have a fantastic defense department within the Earth's gravitational pull. And to showcase that, I am planning a military parade that will be like no other military parade. It's going to roll right down the streets of Washington, D.C. this fall. So now, these Capitol steps are going to give you a preview of the parade.
First to fight, show our might. This parade is lame, all right, but the army is going along. Trump would join us for sure, but his bone spurs are still sore, so he's sitting while we roll along. So it's hi, hi, hey, the army will obey, rolling our tanks right down the mall. Though they may look great, the potholes they'll create could soon swallow D.C. City Hall.
Troops on display for Trump. Troops on display. absorb this backlash. And this is how. Why don't we use this cash to feed all of our homeless veterans now? Off we go into his latest blunder, flying high into the sun. This is dumb. What is the point, we wonder? Bunch of boys showing off guns. Down we dive, spouting our flames from under. But the crowd is very sparse. Trump just wants fame. He'll go down in flames, but nothing will stop this latest hair farce.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we were trained to fight all battles, not parade around D.C. First to fight for rights and freedom.
Army,
Navy,
Air,
Marines.
We'll take part in Trump's recital. It beats digging a latrine.
Barely.
Blah, 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 stop it, okay. Another thing that fake news gets all fake newsy about is they keep saying that I paid $130,000 in hush money to a porn star. Okay, that's false. That's fake news. I reimbursed the guy that paid the porn star the hush money. Okay, that is the truth. Besides, if I was going to pay hush money to anybody, it would be to Donald Jr. Okay. My son made the news just the other day. He lied about Russia in the usual way. Put his emails out there on display. Liberals and fake news say that's not okay. But I feel so proud when he says to me,
I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you. Aristocrat since the cradle with the silver spoon. Can I have Trump Tower?
Sure, someday soon.
Well, when will I be CEO?
I don't know when.
I'm gonna have a good time then, Dad.
He'll be Ivanka's secretary by then.
I asked my dad if he was upset.
Only with your hairstyle, it always seems so wet.
Cause I said some things that were untrue.
Just blame Robert Mueller like the rest of us do.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My boy is just like me.
The orange didn't fall far from the tree.
Russian help is a fable that is just a myth. But just to be sure, practice pleading the fifth.
I hope you're not mad, Dad.
You know me. The next time you embarrass me, son,
I'll be replaced by Tiffany.
Now, I know I haven't talked about him already, but fake news is always talking about turmoil in the White House or trouble with my cabinet. I have the best people, okay? Nobody gets more of the best people than I do. And even when the best people quit, I get the bester people, okay? I assembled the greatest cabinet of all time. No one assembles cabinets better than I do, not even IKEA. I am the greatest cabinet assembler ever, okay? And, you know, one guy's actually been there right from the start, mostly because I forgot he was there. And you can't say he's not a brain surgeon, because he actually is. Here is my secretary of housing and other things I don't care about, Dr. Ben Carson.
Extensive. My furniture's expensive. There's no need to explain. Cause nobody used to holler over $30,000 for a surgeon of the brain. The liberals are espousing that I'm not right for housing. Some people like to grouse. But I'll rise to the occasion, though my main qualification is I once lived in a house. Oh, I just close my eyes to make my thoughts look deep. If policy decides discussions get too steep, then I'll pretend to be asleep. I am a proud gun owner, and I'm an organ donor. Right now I'm gonna start. And I'll stick with this position. Now that I'm a politician, I won't need a brain or heart.
Hello, I'm Rachel Maddow. It has been a very partisan time in Washington, and it can be difficult to figure out who is telling the truth. So we have been hosting a series of debates between people with differing political views, but the same last name. Stick with me here. For example, last week we had a debate between Senator Ted Cruz and actress Penelope Cruz. Nobody tuned in for that one, but that is our theme, same last name. So tonight, I am here to host a debate between Senator Bernie Sanders and White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We're hoping that more people tune in for this one. Even so, our sponsor has pulled out at the request of Senator Sanders. It seems that he has a problem with 1% milk.
I mean, why should the 1% get all the fat? That makes sense.
All right, moving right along. Another way that we are hoping to boost those ratings is by lightening the mood a little. So tonight, instead of a traditional debate, we will be holding a joke-telling contest. We will determine who goes first with a coin toss.
Wait, a coin toss? No, no, this is just another way that money is corrupting politics.
All right, never mind. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, why don't you tell the audience, why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, now, I have not spoken directly to the president about this, but I think that it's clear to everybody that the chicken crossed the road because there was no wall, okay? Now, that chicken was just able to come on over here, bawk, 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 across that road and take the job of a hardworking American chicken, okay? Now, you gotta be tough on chickens, because if you don't, then we all know that they're gonna be over there working their huevos rancheros magic back in the kitchen while someone else is strapping an egg to its back, lighting the fuse and the yolks on you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Sanders, why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, maybe that chicken crossed the road so he could get EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's wife a Chick-fil-A franchise. Or maybe that chicken was part of the disappearing middle class of chickens. And the only way he could get a meal he could afford was to go to the early bird special. Now, there's some people out there, I know, they can eat before 5 o'clock. Not me. Boy, when I do that, I feel the burn, if you know what I mean. Now, I'm talking about acid reflux here.
You mean reflux?
Sure.
All right. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, 30-second rebuttal.
You know, that chicken, it was probably in a gang. Probably the Ku Klux Klan. Okay, now, I don't know if anything that I have said is true, but we do have a real and growing problem with extreme chickenism in our nation. Now, that being said, our president does not have a problem with birds. Our president loves birds. Our president loves turkeys and chickens and ducks and all things fowl. I would go so far as to say that he is a foul man. But this president has done more for birds than any other president in American history. Now, I'm just going to keep talking until something I say is true. So you just...
Okay, thank you very much. Let's move on. Senator Sanders, would you please tell us how many Republicans does it take to change a light bulb?
Thank you, young man. Now, I once had a conversation about that very subject with my good friend Thomas Alva Edison. And he told me, Bernie, you gotta be careful. If you're not careful, 1% will control 99% of the light bulbs. That's just the way it's going to work. Now, if I was going to tell you one thing that was central to my point, the one thing I really wanted to remind you about, the one thing that really, really, really wanted to take you... What was the question?
All right, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, how many Democrats does it take to change a light bulb?
Thank you. You know, I thank God for that question, and I do want to point out that this is probably a trick question because none of the Democrats that I know personally would ever change a light bulb. They prefer to live in the dark. Oh, feel that burn!
Well, there you have it, everyone. The winner of tonight's debate is anybody who is watching something else. Thank you and good night.
How's everybody doing? You having a good time so far? All right, before I get started, I want to take a little survey. By your applause, how many Democrats do we have in the audience today? Wow, that's more than the House and Senate combined, I'll tell you. Okay, and by your applause, how many Republicans are in the audience tonight? Hey, all the expensive seats down front. Good to see you. Good to see you. Well, I got to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it seems as if we have reached a new level of dysfunction in Washington, D.C. It seems that the Republicans all think the Democrats want to increase their taxes so they can tear down statues of white men and fund transgender stem cell research. And the Democrats think the Republicans want to pave the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in order to put up a state-sponsored nativity scene starring Ann Coulter as the Virgin Mary. And frankly, doing this song is not going to make things any better. But I got to tell you, there's one guy in Washington who, unfortunately, has landed right in the middle of the whole thing. Here we go. The House once had a speaker, a man with a big plan. But when the midterms got weaker, he tucked his tail and ran. So we sing now, hang down your head, Paul Ryan. Hang down your head and cry. Go back to bed, Paul Ryan, you have to go bye-bye. Now, remember when I said this song wasn't going to make things any better? It's the truth, because this is a sing-along, everyone. You're going to have to help me out, okay? You just heard me sing the chorus. It's hang down your head, Paul Ryan. Hang down your head and cry. Go back to bed, Paul Ryan. You have to go bye-bye. Okay, y'all got it now? You're going to sing with me. One, two, everybody sing. And hang down your head, Paul Ryan. Hang down your head and cry. Go back to bed, Paul Ryan. You have to go bye-bye. Well, I have to say, out of all the people who have ever sung along with me on this song, you guys are by far the most recent. Paul Ryan said it's not fair to judge him and the GOP, but his approval rating's somewhere between a cockroach and BD. Everybody sing, hang down your head, Paul Ryan, hang down your head and cry. Go back to bed, Paul Ryan, you have to go bye-bye. You're doing great. You're doing wonderful. I love you. All right. Paul Ryan had his own plan so the rich could get their cut. That's why you never trust a grown man with Eddie Munster's old haircut. Everybody sing, hang down your head, Paul Ryan. Hang down your head and cry. Go back to bed, Paul Ryan. You have to go bye-bye. Just the men now. Hang down your head, Paul Ryan. Women over 40. Happens every time. I don't know why. Is Ryan in a panic because the house might flip? Unlike the captain of the Titanic, he's not going down with the ship.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Capitol Steps are pleased to welcome Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we Democrats got some very good news during the recent mid-year elections, which sets us up very well for this year's midterms.
And so if Democratic leaders were to get a little cocky right now, that would be completely understandable, but really, really dumb.
So that's exactly what we're going to do.
So long, bad times, liberal sad times. We are roaring back at last.
No more blue slump. Shout it to Trump.
You are soon a thing of the past.
Happy days are here again.
New Jersey's blue. Let's cheer again.
In Virginia, a bad year for men.
Happy days are here again.
Called the crews of cameramen. They got to see the drama when
Doug Jones won in Alabama. When monkeys flew out of our ends.
Our style is now in a groove.
She'd smile, but her face can't move. It can't move.
Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats we'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Tax and spend.
Join us then.
We will screw it up again.
I hear that social media has had a major glitch, and Cambridge Analytica has made us all their bitch. But as the pressure starts to mount for deleting my account, there's just one little glitch. I've grown accustomed to my Facebook. It always makes my day begin. Oh, look, my distant cousin Sue has tried a new shampoo. Don't like to brag, but I've been tagged. Now I'll put pictures on my wall of cats that look like Charles de Gaulle. I'm very grateful to see pictures of your favorite childhood bike. Won't you check my status and click on that thumbs up like? Now on your profile I see you have more friends than me. I must pick up my pace. I'm taking every friend request from every boyfriend, every ex. My information's been abused, but still I can't refuse. Real people now seem strange somehow. I find it hard to understand the three-dimensional shaped man. I'm very grateful when someone accepts my friend request. So what? I guess I must admit that I've become a Facebook slut. It's time to leave without a trace and go to an unknown place. I'll talk to people face to face.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for 30 years now, the Capitol steps have mocked politics and stupid politicians. We've seen the highs, we've seen the lows. We've always said, what could be better? Okay, let me try that again. JD's and Lentilman. For over your teeth fears now, these Stapital Keps have pocked politics and pooped stolitians. We've seen the lies, we've seen the hoes. We've always said, butt could be wetter. Just whip your flirts now. You'll hit the gang of this. You see, we are balking tackwards because in this A and age, with our poo-tardy system, everything seems bass-ackwards. Our leerless feeders, Kembers of Mongrous on oath sides of the bile, are just bullying promises right out of their putts. And in Senti Twix Teen, our most recent erection, we had a residential race between the two cursed candidates on the pace of the planet. Really, that's the dest we can boo? On the Hun Wand, there was Tronald Dump. Now, Tronald told us he plaza a hand. He wants to Great America mate again. Tronald thawned us to wink. He's just a gavrage eye. He's a jegular old rogue. I mean, Fetz Lace it. He is Realty Fitch. I mean, he's been Realty Fitch since the bay he was dorn. I bet when he was a kid-a-lid, he was a broiled spat. Thuddy a wink. Out there on that trampane kale, Tronald Dump's Prigus problem was Tronald Dump, actually. He could not stop gapping his yums. But on the other end was Clillery Hinton. Oh, Clillery. It's been a long and winding load. If you remember Dak in the Bay, Bay Whack, when she was lurst Fadiac in Barkansaw, she refused to cake any bookies. And then without ever fetting stoot into UNORC, somehow becomes their Sue S. Yenator. I mean, come on. If she is a UNORCer, I'm the Uke of Dork, okay? I mean, come on, she's never been up at a skyscraper where you can pee into Pennsylvania. Never been to Stanky Yadium. And then, Jadies and Lentilman, just when you thought your presidential pram-pain could not get Strenny Anger, who was knack in the booze? Anthony Weiner. I don't have to flip his name. That's perfect the way it is. All right, the nate of our fashion was banging in the hallets. It was hesting in the rans of a man who cannot stop peeding his tweenus. And now, Jadies and Lenneman, Delection A is gum and con, and we are nup to our ex in the train of rump. It seems like President Pump might have gotten himself into a trittle bit of lubble this time. He may have chitten off more than he can boo. That's right, I'm talking about Dormy Staniels. I mean, first, Dump meated on Chelania, and then he paid Dormy some mush honey. 130 bowsen thucks. I gotta keep barefoot with that one, yeah. Dormy said she even mulled up a ragazine and macked him right on the smut. I don't know, I kind of like my presents to be not quite so quinky, really. I mean, really, what's the stiggest bandle here? Is it that he untruckled his bowsers and bopped into head with a storno par? Is it that he thought he could get her to mutt her shelf just by chiding her a wreck? Or is it that his 20 million fitter twallerers just say, coo hairs? I'll tell you, President Pump could foo us all a daver and put his pone back in his fucket. And for Clillery, Clillery, now Clillery has bitten a rook. That rook will make her bitch. And in that rook, she says, oh, Kea Mulpa, it is all fi malt, I Blake the Tame. Yeah, then she goes and blazes the flame on Pad Bowles, Vum Doters, Pale Chauvinist Migs, Mocker Songs in Pogayance and Vinnie Mans, Kames Jomie, Hushin Rackers, Cerny Banders, the IBF, the AIC, the ABN, the LFN, CBA, CBN, SBC, CBNSN, and MICKEYMOUSE. But really, Jadies and Lenneman, the story of my Maury is this. It's KO. It's Botsonad. Really, just keep a little soap in your hole. You Because we knew whoever vought your goat, whoever propped to be the gezident, when you deck to the end of the gay, when all is dead and sun, when the ruzzards come home to boost, we knew it was Moo and Ye, the American screeple, who would get pooed. Yankthu.
People who work in the Oval Office do what we can not to make a gaffe, trying to keep all the pressure off us since Kelly came in as the chief of staff.
Don't leak quotes, guard your tush.
Never get recorded by Billy Bush.
Toe that line, watch that poll. There is just one man that we can't control.
Old man Twitter, that old man Twitter, he must tweet something. He should say nothing. He just keeps trolling. He keeps on trolling along.
He types off kilter and not too deftly. He's got no filter.
He says kafefi.
With no spell checker, he keeps on trolling along.
You and me, we just can't write anything we think in the middle of the night.
Merkel's fat, someone's a slob.
Any one of us would have lost our job.
When Trump leaves office, vote a new star in.
It won't surprise us if Roseanne Barr wins.
While there's still Twitter, we won't be getting along.
Twitter.
This Capital Steps radio show is taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, but thanks to the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers who prefer to remain anonymous were Emily Levy, Nancy Dolliver, Jenny Corbett, Brian Ash, Jamie Zimmerill, Corey Harris, and me, Kevin Corbett, all accompanied by the fabulous Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, Andy Foss, John Simler, and Paul Tumples. The Capital Steps latest CD is called Make America Grin Again, and it's available on capitalsteps.com. It makes great gifts for people you don't care very much about. We're looking for friends on Facebook, but it's even better if we can see you in three dimensions. So if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Reagan Building, and we travel all over. It's at capitalsteps.com. Thanks for listening!